Terrific performance by Georgia Southern in a lot of different ways. We'll talk about those now with head coach Mark Byington. His team is celebrating 82-66 victory at Troy to win its third consecutive conference game to stay in first in the league. It looks like Little Rock is going to hold off Coastal Carolina. So at minimum, there will be 2 6-2 league teams. Depending on what Georgia State does, everybody could be 6-2 heading into Saturday's action. But coach, we were just going through some numbers and just the way this one felt, and maybe your most complete performance from beginning to end.
Yeah, I was, you know, the way we started, we kind of were a little bit slow-footed in the way we started, and but we weren't on offense, and our, and then we settled into our defense, and then we got really aggressive, and we maintained some aggressiveness defensively. We caused a lot of disruption, and there was some turnovers there that were directly to points that I thought separated the game. Quan got a couple, Elijah got one, I think Crawley got one. And so we did a good job of our steals of forcing turnovers and flipping those turnovers to points.
You expected a lot of zone. You got a good bit of zone in the first half, but then they ended up going back to their man-to-man. Did that get into you at all?
No, it just bothered us to end in the first half. And the second half, we were fine. But the end of the first half, we got away from some things that we did well. And what we were doing, we were over-dribbling. We weren't moving the ball. We weren't sharing it. And that's the opposite of what we were doing in the zone. In the zone, we were really passing the ball and really sharing it. And so we just had to remind them at halftime to go back to us. And they came out the second half, and they kind of mixed the zone and the man all the way through the second half. And then we did better against both of them in the second half.
Of your 27 shots in the first half, 14 were threes. You took 29 shots in the second half, 6 were threes. And it just looked like that's where Ike Smith took over a little bit, but Isaiah Crawley was phenomenal.
Well, Crawley's getting healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great thing with him's courage that he came back about 70%. And he played the game against UT Arlington, and we would not have won the game without him. But he came back, played that at 70%, goes to Georgia, plays the next one. He's really on one leg and plays great at Georgia. And then he's trying to get his legs back. And I think the last three or four games, you kind of see it coming. He's getting healthier. He's getting practices. And he just has that bounce back.
Something else that kind of popped up here. 14 assists. With them able to change their defenses from the zone to the man, you mentioned being able to penetrate, but still the ability to pass like that and still rack up those assists.
Yeah, we had down four keys in the game on offense, and one is we had to be a very good passing team, and because we knew they're going to change defenses. Their zone is good. They press you. And so we wanted to do a good job being a good passing team. And when we do that, it's a lot of fun. You know, the guys have fun. That's fun coaching them and everything else, and we're sharp passing. So it was definitely one of the four keys we had there on the offensive end.
Yeah, coming in tonight, also a shorter rotation with both David Lee and Travion out. All five starters play at least 30 minutes. Quan plays 36, 34 each for Elijah and Calvin. You said in shoot-around today, look, you guys have to be ready to play more. Does that hamper their ability to recover going into Saturday, do you think?
No, because there's about four of them that still think they should have played more.
Okay.
So okay. If they're not playing all 40, which I like because they're competitive, they want to be on the court, they want to help the team. But we have a lot of guys who just never want to come out. So they'll bounce back quick. You know, they'll bounce back quick for Saturday. I know it's a quick turnaround. I think it's a 3 o'clock game or 4 o'clock game. I know it's earlier.
3 o'clock for us.
3 o'clock, yeah. So, but they'll bounce back quick, and we'll get down to Mobile at a decent time tonight, too.
All right, one more thing. Do you allow yourself a milkshake?
I don't. I got to get to watching tape. I will not. The players can have milkshakes. I like Simeon. Simeon said in the locker room that we got to try to win both of them to get a milkshake, but then he got voted down by everybody else. So we're still getting milkshakes tonight, which
I would not have thought that would have come from Sim.
I was shocked too, and maybe he misunderstood the question.
Appreciate it, Mark. Great job.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
That's gonna be a thing.